distribution of the vaccines, we have seen the most frightening symptoms that have sent a resounding message concerning making personal medical decisions. The videos seen on social media are not manipulated in any way, contrary to the mainstream narrative. These are individuals that have died or are severely disabled from taking the shot. Now, many shills have been paid to tell you that these vaccines are safe and effective, sending the message to further punish the masses that refuse to be subjected to such abusive tactics by the pharmaceutical industry. The lives of many will be not only affected medically, but also once again affected financially, because there will be an uptick in disability applications because the person will not be able to work anymore. This is one way that they intend to destroy the middle class. Destruction by forced disability. It's another trick off the playbook. And the reason why they'll be affected like this is because of the blatant act of malfeasance that have cost the Americans, moreover, the world, the right to make personal medical decisions. At first, it was merely voluntary, with the people making their decisions based on the right to make an informed medical decision. Now it's no longer an option. See, what confuses me is, how can you say that we live in a world where we can make our own decisions, but decisions are being made for us every day, deciding whether or not we could be able to afford food, a roof over your head, and other essentials, decide whether or not we could have a job, or if we're too disabled to work. Do you understand what I'm getting at? Now, as a result of, once again, government-sponsored compliance, as a result, too many people have been afflicted by these symptoms such as myocarditis, seizures and tics, blood clots, brain death, breakthrough infections, and weakened immune response to bacterial infections, something that they don't want to talk about, but you should look into it. Many real experts have made it clear to force any person to get vaccinated could cause more harm than good. Yet, we are seeing that, unfortunately, in many communities, the infection rates are becoming slowly reminiscent of that of the very start of this whole pandemic in 2020. However, once again, the very protections that were put in place are no longer at the forefront. So, even though there could be a possibility that this could morph into something far more deadlier and travel much faster, not much is being done to stem the premise of another outbreak. To be frank, there really wasn't much need to worry with this starting in 2020. But now, this doesn't seem like the time to sit on our haunches waiting for things to get worse. The powers that be have a very, very dangerous agenda in play, and we are not ready for it. You think you are, but you're not. When shit really hits the fan, I mean really hits the fan, will you fight until your last breath? Not fucking likely. Until next time, this is Beatrice Harris. Season 9, Cosmic Collision, Humanist Rising. Stand up, stand out, or stand down. your choice.